Hi, welcome to the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour. My name is Andrea Berkey, and it's a Halloween special with my littles today.
Woo-hoo.
We have Olivia and Emily Berkey. Hi, ladies.
Greetings.
Hola, humans. Soy Dora.
Today is Halloween, and we are having kind of a relaxed day. It's a chill day. What did we do yesterday?
We played Phase 10 till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we did. We had a fun night last night. We had Uncle Shane come over.
And I lost.
Aw, so did Mommy. So it's okay. All of us lost except for Daddy, because Daddy likes to play cards and he's really good at it. But anyway, so that's what we did yesterday. And we also put up our ofrenda, didn't we?
Yep. Yes.
Do you guys want to explain what that is?
Emily, go ahead.
Okay. So it's kind of like this table thing with pictures of people that we lost. So yeah.
That's right. It's just like a little,
it's like an altar.
It's an altar, yeah. It has like candle burning and like things like that, just to remember our loved ones, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did yesterday. Today, Mommy's doing a little bit of cleaning. I thought, hey, you know what? Today would be a great time to do our podcast. So we have candy. What candy do we have on us right now?
Kit Kats. Are you guys ready for some ASMR?
Oh, no.
Okay, then.
Not today, kiddo.
I have some Hershey's milk chocolate, and it is really good.
It is good, isn't it? So we're having some candy, and I asked the girls to come up with scary stories to read to the customers. Are you okay? What did you do? Did you almost choke on your candy?
No.
What happened? Why not? Or you don't have to read it. You can just, like, say it. You don't have to read it word for word. I think Livy should go first, though. No?
She has a really good story.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Okay.
No, so save the best for last.
No, I think mine's going to be the best.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because you're an adult. And also, it takes me, like, weeks to write a story. So I wrote a page-long thing of randomness.
I want to hear it. I'm excited to hear it.
Okay, everybody, be prepared to be completely and totally impressed.
Okay, wait.
And I made this up in my mind while I was taking a nap.
Okay, do you want to do that or do you want Emily to go first since hers is?
Emily can go first.
I think Emily should go first.
No.
Come on, baby.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
You know what? First is the worst.
Okay. Oh, all shush. Right.
So, little Timmy was trick-or-treating. And he stumbled across a spooky house.
Ooh, I'm scared already. What happened to is that Timmy's voice? Can't he have like a normal voice? Let's give him a name.
No, it's a little Timmy, Mommy.
Okay, little Timmy.
Right. No offense to anybody named Timmy out here there who's listening to this.
Yeah.
All right, you don't have to say his voice.
All right. Well, or little Timmy screamed while walking away. Little Timmy was a very naive boy. Hey, little Timmy, if you jump down this hole, then you will fly and be able to have superpowers forever, my homie.
I can't.
Little Timmy screamed. He jumped down and died. The end.
Mommy, you can go next.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yes.
This one is one that I wrote. It's called The Other One.
Nice.
There were two sisters that lived in a house in the country. They had two loving parents that loved spending time with them, but would leave on long walks in the forest behind their house about once a week. They would leave for half the night or sometimes wouldn't come back until morning. As the years went on, the two sisters became curious and decided to follow their parents. They quietly tiptoed, making sure not to step on sticks and leaves, and the parents, hand in hand, made their way deep into the woods until they came to a broken-down structure. It looked like an old barn with rotting window panes and barbed wire around all of the entrances. Their parents carefully unlocked and opened the door and the smell of rotting flesh and feces wafted out. What looked like a small child was inside, huddled in the corner. The child was covered in rags and looked so pitiful and sad. The girls were horrified. How could their parents do that to a child? How could they keep them prisoner? Their parents were monsters. The girls had to do something, so they planned to trap their parents and release the child. They waited one full week and then followed their parents back to the imprisoned child in the woods. As the parents opened the door to the structure, the oldest daughter pushed the parents in while the youngest ran in and rescued the child. The parents struggled to grab the other child, but the youngest was so fast and she managed to escape their grasp. The mother screamed and cried out, "Please, you don't know what you are doing." But the sisters refused to listen and managed to lock the parents inside as they pushed and banged against the door. The small child looked so sad and dirty, and the two children could feel how cold it was getting outside as the temperature dropped. They each took a small hand and walked their child to their home. They helped bathe her and gave her food and tucked her into the bed. The next morning, the sisters were dead.
Lol.
Eaten by the small creature that they released into the world. It now wanders around, devouring unsuspecting souls.
Sheesh.
What is the moral of the story?
I don't know. Listen to your parents.
Yep.
I don't know.
Are you guys ready for the bestest story ever?
Yes.
It is so fabulous. Your human brains will be unable to comprehend the mass amounts of glory behind how this story came to be.
Okay. Woo-woo. I'm excited.
Once there is something scary.
Okay.
The end.
Wait, what? Is that it?
Yeah.
Once there is something scary. The end.
Yeah.
It's the scariest story that anyone has ever wrote, and it's also the best story that anyone has ever wrote. Like, seriously?
I told you, Mommy, your brain would be unable to comprehend the greatness behind my story.
Do you have any other ones?
It was pretty brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know,
yes.
We have such a busy day today. We don't have a whole lot of time because, well, we're going to have to finish cleaning up the house, right?
Uh-huh.
And then we have to put makeup on Emily.
Yep.
And I gotta inflate myself since I'm an inflatable dinosaur.
And we have to fix your tail.
I fixed my tail already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And did it help with the inflation?
Yes.
Awesome. So
I'm just too tall for it now.
Yes, Libby has grown like maybe 2 inches.
I'm the size of my mother now.
It's crazy. You're not that big, but you're getting there.
Yeah, I am.
You're pretty close to my height.
You're at her nose, at least.
I'm at her forehead now.
Yeah, she grew a couple inches since we bought the inflatable dinosaur. She was a little big for it to begin with, but you managed.
Yeah, it was fine.
And now it doesn't fit, and it's only been a month.
Yeah.
So we might not be able to have you in that for very long.
It's okay. I can crouch a little bit while I am at the doorsteps of people.
Okay. So, and then Emily, what are you going to be for Halloween?
A clown.
What kind of clown? I just said clowned. What kind of clown?
A clown.
A scary clown.
A clown.
Yeah. And so we have scary clown costume. I'm going to do some scary clown makeup. And then we got you red balloons.
Yoy.
Okay, guys, want to know the best recipe for disaster? So it was last night. Life was good. You know, the life.
Uh-huh.
And me and Emmy decided to fill up the balloons with water as much as we could. And then we blew them up. We didn't tie them. And we threw it up in the air, and it would fly around and spray everything in its reach.
Oh, yeah, and as it did that, we screamed, "Total anarchy."
Yes, and then the poor puppies got all wet, and we're barking, and we're scared. You guys scared the puppies. They were so afraid.
They were having fun.
I know.
You don't even know what the fun dogos look like.
Oh, my gosh. They did have a lot of fun, but they were really scared.
You're such a mom.
I am. I am. It is a thing. Hey, so anyway, hopefully life will start to slow down a little bit for my friends so that they can come and stop trying to force feed your sister chocolate. She doesn't want that. You be nice. You guys are going to start acting crazy now? We just started this.
We just well.
What are you doing? Okay. Speaking of total anarchy. Oh my gosh. Stop force feeding your sister. It's not nice.
I'm sad now.
I'm going to take you guys into the woods and I'm going to put you back there.
Well, we don't even have a woods. Ha. Your story's inaccurate. Wait, 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 wait.
Well, Robin, you said to share, so
share. You're don't force feed. No. You're going to make her choke. Be kind. You know what? Yeah. Okay, so listeners, thank you for hanging out with us for like 10 minutes or so before the kids like decided to go crazy. Hopefully we will have my friends here soon, and then we will be able to have a grown-up podcast and have some yummy drinks and talk about life and other stuff.
There will be less sugar drunk children.
Yes.
Not zero, just less.
are you, what are you implying? Anyway, listeners, thank you so much for spending time with us. We really enjoyed spending time with you, and we'll chat with you later. Bye.
ASMR.
Gosh, they're so weird. Say bye, girls.
Bye. Adios.